Blog Talk Radio.
Six Man
Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready?
Hey yo, this your boy Sticky Finger, Onyx in the building. We on Six Man Radio with Nadine and Bash Me.
This message is transmitted at the request of the United States Office of Civil Defense. 3:40 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Six Man
Radio.
Yeah, what's up? This is Trigger Trek, also known as Tribal Trek, Alibaba the Butcher, the original ghetto bastard, Mr. Yoke the Joker, in your backyard, bitch, and this is how we do it, New Jeru, Dirty Jersey style, God State Great, Six Man Radio, home of the contemporary and dope music, grown folk things going on over these parts, hot
Hey, it's Dave Evans, chilling with Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and R&B.
Six Man
Radio.
Six Man
Radio.
You boys understood? It's business. That's all it is. You still don't get it, do you, boys? No more good guys. They're running the whole show. They own everything, the whole damn planet. They can do whatever they want. What's wrong with having it good for a change? Now, they're going to let us have it good if we just help them. They're going to leave us alone. Let us make some money. You can have a little taste of that good life, too. Now, I know you want it. Hell, everybody does.
Six Man.
Do it to your own kind.
What's the threat? We all sell out every day. Might as well be on the winning team.
Brooklyn. We have absolutely no chill, baby. Check this out. Fam, look. Your girl look like...
Who she look like?
James Evans.
Yeah.
But not James Evans Sr., James Evans Jr., though. JJ, though, nigga. Trip. I used to rap, now I do this shit for fun. When the Buddha hit the tongue, spit, the story has begun. Shout to Sharon Edwards for making Corey a son. Born in the same borough as the Notorious One. The game changed big, that's what I would tell him. Kim Wilder looking like the king of popping in the same asylum. Nobody saying shit, they just staying silent. Few other rappers was murked up to this day to violence.
Yo, what up, y'all? I'm DJ Premier, and you checking out the Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip-hop. You heard? That's what it do, that's what it does, and that's what it's going to be. One love.
We have absolutely no chill, baby. Check this out. Fam, look. Your girl look like...
Who she look like?
James Evans.
Yeah.
But not... James Evans Sr., James Evans Jr., though. JJ, though, nigga.
Yeah.
trip. I used to rap, now I do this shit for fun. When the Buddha hit the tongue, spit, the story has begun. Shout to Sharon Edwards for making Corey a son. Born in the same borough as the Notorious One. The game changed big, that's what I would tell him. Kim Wilder looking like the king of popping in the same asylum. Nobody saying shit, they just staying silent. Few other rappers was murked up to this date of violence. That's what I would tell Big, and hit him with the salute. I do this for Brooklyn, been doing this since my youth. I dare one of y'all to contest that I'm the truth. I had your brain on the wall, your soul in the booth. How you gonna box your OGs, OG? Oh please, nigga, how you gonna jump with no knees? You keep fuck around, get whooped like Coach G. I'm supposed to be scared, you strapped like Bo King. And you did 100 push-ups and called your whole team. Y'all still want Chief Keith, y'all bugging, making the scene. I was outside, coating your crib and gasoline. Strike a match, part two, now it ain't a cartoon. Get over here, Scorpion flow, I spit harpoon. Razor sharp wit, keep me away from sharp tools. This little nigga pick you up like carpool and spin your ass around like a fucking bar stool. I refuse to argue and bicker with y'all fools. You can scream and yell, what you saying is old news. I choke you out till they screaming Cold Blue. Fuck what you going through. Yeah, I be knowing too. It's Zeke, nigga. Automatically that mean we're the weak, nigga. I'm the best one, BK. If it ain't me, it's Jigga. I be the bigger man and admit it, but the truth is delivered. Every time I spit it, you a snapback, nigga, or probably prefer a fitted. It don't matter, you fun to struggle. I spit it, you get it. There's no need to edit. I said it, check the credits. Nothing sweet over here, so it's safe for diabetics. Your girl look like Yafet Kodo mixed with Forrest Whitaker and a breath stink. You should get rid of her. I shudder to think of the gross shit you probably did with her. Bad seed, tell your mama, your daddy, uncle, and senator. Y'all love how I dance on this track like da-na-na-na. Your girl look like RoboCop, matter of fact, Predator. Nigga, what you said to her? Nigga, how you go to bed with her? Ew, your girl look like ew. Super.
Six Man
Radio.
You are now listening to Six Man Radio. You are now listening
to Six Man Radio,
the home of adult contemporary hip hop
and R&B.
Six Man
Radio.
Armoretta, we gon' get it, new beginning. Spinning bottles in Bermuda, for Sharugas. Low maneuvers in Vancouver, can you show for knock you over, Rocky Rover, driving fast.
So the auto Jaguar, triple strings, Avenger. 24 hours, 7 continents, hit by the thunderball. Quick flew a suicide, King's Mammon Terminal. Snitch when she should've sweated it, bitch.
Hold it up.
Hold it
reach
up,
for everlasting air, shallow spit, pierce a naked gun and clown, tears running
into the roof.
London ball, park the hall, spark the law, brass, monkey money, chunky chains,
blow your pants ready, get your glass man spinning, take it high from the money, seven samurais running, from the Elmer Fuzz, think it's crow season, loads of most in these and blackbirds, most amazing burglars, banging blazing
tennis on my cinema, in the gun curricula, light and lift you up, thunderbird and pick you up, dirty Alcatraz, blindfolded fast, Minaj and Jazz, we circle cash.
Now burn the streets, clean everything.
Everything.
Diamond lasso, diamond coat, diamond rings. Motor kings, twin dolphin, Doberman. Perfect aim, perfect scheme, sing for me.
Well,
sing it now, y'all.
Well,
give it come, come
well,
on.
Bouncing all around, that body okay.
case cold, I got away with it. If they ask me, I think niggas for Basley did it. I'm a Southside nigga, we take on all comers. The first stop, pop, get the one all summer. You niggas be hard, I get at them with some different shit. Business strap, different clip, I blow the door off the whip. The cop fuck with pop, stuff, cunt on a bimbo. Faggot must have thought he knocked me out like Kimbo. We're going to be a lip, breath stronger than Indo. Fat fuck playing, we fit Nintendo. Have another tattoo, here's another tattoo. Run into my goon soon, have a new bullet wound. Officer Ricky, ready for backup. The ass anyway, you know I'm gonna act up. You wanna play with me when I don't wanna play? Have my niggas whip the skin off your ass in broad day. Screaming boss, nigga, you ain't a boss. Pussy nigga, you lost, listen off to your boss. I tell you straight, suck a dick to try and come subliminal. Cause you ask the police, my niggas criminals. Like every other word out your mouth about a verb. Like you sling cocaine, shit is absurd. It's a rap, it's a motherfucking rap. It's a rap, your career's fucking rap.
My enemies, enemies are my friends. Them my simians, they're like Siamese twins. See them up close, you won't see shit again. Give it fairy tale for your life as the end. Try me get blown up, wait, wait, wait. Try me get blown up, wait, wait, wait. Try me get blown up, wait, wait, wait. Try me get blown up, wait, wait, wait.
You're the best, you're the cocksucking best. Go ahead, bag it, deep throat it, feel it in your chest. I'm not friendly, I'm anti-social. Go ahead, try me, I'll be fucking you up like I'm supposed to. That I'm violent. Now why you say I'm violent? The Mac got a muffler, make a loud mouth silent. Now me, I'm kind of sensitive, so watch the way you go for me. Better all shoot me, or trying to put the off to me. The beef ain't shit to me, cause now I got the wolves out. That 4-4 coat around, that straight bound bowls out. I do it for the moolah, booyah, bullseye. Pop these fucking noodles, dippity doo die.
Six Man.
What up, y'all? This is Thug C. That's right. Y'all know who I am. That nigga be getting this motherfucking skew walk on, skipping across the world. And I post it up right now. Six Man Radio. Adult Contemporary Radio. That's me in here. Home of that real shit. Can't fuck with it.
Bang, bang, yeah.
What's up? This is DJ Jam representing that DPG all the way live from the west side. And you're in tune to Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip-hop and R&B.
Yo, you know Nori, type of nigga, stay real truck. I ain't the type to fight a nigga, just blaze you up. What the fuck? All y'all niggas wanna say what? While y'all halfway dogs, down at halfway what? If you ain't with, what the fuck, bitch, shut the fuck up. Niggas is snakes, in other words, just like dicks. Y'all sell rap, you can sell crack on crates. It's like a stock that shot, won't look when it drops. Yo, I hate to have to sit my niggas all in your spot. Like Swiss R, you can ride all in your car. What's the fuck, plug the engine, with bananas. Even if they lose our sight, we still got cameras. We play the game like the movie, smoke Lucy. Big gone, but my favorite song still juicy.
Cold caption, son don't even know what's happening. Before the second thought, make you feel the wrath of my clapping. Fire flashing, two holes up in your head matching. Dope fiend in the corner, itch from eight scar scratching. We make the nutter butter, thick creamy shit from the gutter. Paranoid these niggas, flip and make they heartbeat flutter. Use a sucker, lace you up with a box cutter. Your mother lover of my son like you ain't even his brother. Pussy nigga, flip up to the match with you nigga. Pose a violent threat, immediately black on you nigga. Ski masking, fuck whatever question you asking. Bust the rhyme and don't be one to twin, connect, reattaching. Hold your corner, violate and cross the border. Try to catch my jewel, fine with your plate corner. Fuck it, phone out, don't you know we more to the end. Battlefield shit, flip mode, squad to get in.
Bust the rhyme, no it ain't no more.
Flip mode,
yo, relax your mind, let your conscience be free, and get down to the sounds of EPMD. While you should keep quiet while the MC rap, and if you tired, then go take a nap. Yo, what's up? This is Paris Smith from EPMD, and I'm chilling on Six Man Radio, holding it down, the home of adult contemporary hip-hop. You got to chill.
Hey, yo, let me explain something to you right now. You're listening to Six Man Radio, home of adult contemporary hip-hop and R&B. Adult contemporary hip-hop and R&B, hosted by the Bad Seed and Nadine Michelle, holding it down. They give you the best music, classics, new joints, celebrity guest interviews. Have you seen who's on this show? Have you checked the archives? Go look on the archives. See who comes up on here every Saturday night. There's nowhere else you're going to get that. This is GMS of Hydra.
GMS.
Co-founder of The Plague. Co-CEO of MCMI Incorporated.
MCMI.
And do I have time to listen to whack radio? Hell no. I'm too busy running my company, running MCMIReport.com, MCMI Records, MCMI Apparel, MCMI Studios, MCMI Everything. Not to mention hosting my own show, MCMI Radio, Friday night. So do I have time to listen to some whackness? No. That's why when I really need a fix, I tune in to Six Man Radio, because I'm an adult, home of adult contemporary hip-hop and R&B. It's in the title. It's GMS, MCMI, you know the motto. In hip-hop we trust, a better era starts now, and it starts with Six Man Radio.
Six Man
Radio. Radio.
Yeah. What I do for a living, nigga? What I eat for a living, nigga? What I live for a living, nigga? Watch it. Okay. Let's do this. Watch it. Things just ain't the same for gangsters, but I'm a little too famous to shoot these pranksters. All of these rap singers claiming they bangers, doing all sorts of twisted shit with they fingers. Disrespecting the game, no home training the manners. I was doing this shit when you was shitting Pampers. I was moving them grams so you knew what a hand that hand was. Ducking the vans, radars and scanners, but you knew what hard white and tan was. I was taking the turnpike, I hate with the bammers. I was nice with my hands, cause I hate with them hammers. I was pricking my finger for you knew what a fan was. I had it laid out for you knew what the plan was. 300 mil later, now you understand us. You ain't see us coming to Vegas, you ever seen so much sham bust in one night, grand fucked up one fight. I was on a Peter Pan bus. You was putting Peter Pan up in your room. Y'all fucking with whom? Allow me to be taught. You cowards is just now learning the shit that we taught. You niggas ain't know about a ride report, by the high speed Porsche, i.e. you niggas ain't know how to floss. So I came through the door like Eric B. for press. Respect me in this bitch.
Let this shit knock. I done turned Havana to Atlanta.
Right.
Why I wear shirts and bandanas? Hey, tiny thing that got me, I switched the planner. Bulletproof this radio scanner. Ballin' till they vanish. You getting too much bread, they try to jam you. Boy from the hood, but got White House clamors. Sorry, y'all, I don't agree with y'all parents. Politician never did shit for me. Except lied to me to start history. Wanna give me jail time and a fine? Fine, let me commit a real crime. I might buy a kilo for GP. Out of spite, I just might flood these streets. Hear the freedom in my speech, got an onion from Universal, read it and weep. Would've bought the Nets to Brooklyn for free, except I made millions off of you fucking dweeb. I still own the building, I'm still keeping my seat. Y'all buy that bullshit, y'all better keep y'all receipts. Obama said chill, you gon' get me impeached. You don't need this shit anyway, chill with me on the beach.
Jay-Z released a rap today. I know the other day you said that Treasury was the one that cleared their trip. Mm-hmm. He suggested that he got White House clearance and that he personally spoke with the president. I'll just quote, I turned Havana into Atlanta. Boy from the hood, I got White House clearance. Obama said, quote, chill, you're going to get me impeached. You don't need this expletive anyway. Chill with me on the beach.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Let this shit knock. got me, I switched the planner. Bulletproof this radio scanner. Ballin' till they vanish. You getting too much bread, they try to jam you. Boy from the hood, but got White House clamors. Sorry, y'all, I don't agree with y'all parents. Politicians never did shit for me. Except lie to me, distort history. Wanna give me jail time and a fine. Fine, let me commit a real crime. I might buy a kilo for cheap heat. Out of spite, I just might flood these streets. Hear the freedom in my speech, got an onion from Universal, read it and weep. Would've bought the Nets to Brooklyn for free, except I made millions off of you fucking dweeb. I still own the building, I'm still keeping my seat. Y'all buy that bullshit, y'all better keep y'all receipts. Obama said chill, you gon' get me impeached. You don't need this shit anyway, chill with me on the beach.
Y'all gon' learn today.
Six Man Radio.
Yo, what's up, y'all? This is your boy Special Ed, the youngest in charge, and we got it made. Y'all mean? And right now, y'all tune in to Six Man Radio, your place for adult contemporary hip hop.
Yeah, but make it real is we doing this without a record deal. For real. Yo, it's L-Matic. Shouts out to the homie Nas, son. Words from the wise one make both your eyes run. Red with blood like Coco Dewberry. You barely throw jabs with your vocab, you Larry. My punchlines knock niggas the fuck out. The earn block figures, cock triggers and duck droughts. The flyers, and I ain't just being biased. The Hebrew El-Zias, one with the messiahs. You just a virus, a fucking disease that affects geese. Your techniques ain't nothing to sneeze at. I'm much sicker, I pack the seal on a duck sticker. Split the blunt, roll it back up and lick the front. The road of classics to bury you below your casket. Picture that like it's photographic. Fuck your chain with your local crafting. You just a follower. Your mother shouldn't have had your ass. You should have swallowed your life. Bottles of pills to overdose. Only to leave you comatose. To wake up as one of Jehovah's ghosts. I'm Ben Mean since the A16. From long range, you rearrange if we exchange 16s as bars. Spitting balls, I'm on a level with the stars. Devil trying to tempt me with the bevels in the cars. But I'm too swift with the true gift. I knew if I put a line down, you slip. Blue splits in the park, seeing guns spark. Niggas running from the knock. Animals to bark. It's more crazy than a picture by Martin Scorsese. Instead of y'all starting more crazy, fuck y'all.
And if I get rocked, this shit for my kids, nigga. That real shit.
Six Man
Radio.
We still hustle till the sun come up. Crack a 40 when the sun go down. It's a cold winter. Y'all niggas better bundle up. And I better be a hotter summer rapper. And the stomach start growling, then the heat start blowing. If you're from the hood, I know you feel me. If a sneak start leaning and the heat stop working, then my heat start working, I'ma rob me a person. Get the nigga sleeping while he out in the open, and I'ma get him. We gotta raise our kids while we live and make a million off a record belt. My niggas out of prison. Fuck a Benny or Alexis. My boys in the squatter. Nigga talk reckless and I hit him with the smithin'. But I'm never snitching, I'm a rider. If my kids hungry, snatch the dishes out your kitchen. I'll be wildin' till they pick me out of lineup. We keep the knives tucked, chop knives up, rap about it. Wild out, fuck niggas up, laugh about it. I'm not trying to visit the morgue, but freeway move out. Do I sit with the Lord? Do I get my shit together, clean up my sins? Freeway got it in like 10 in the morning. And I can get it to you like 10 while you yawning, man.
I'ma stay poppin' shit. Anybody want it? I'ma see what? Fame. Yeah, man.
I flow sick of life, go quick of life. None of pop shit life, bit hot shit. Bitch, you love a gossip, catch me in my crock shit like. I spit flame, bitch, fuck my name, nana, like. I'm the bitch, try to one pitch, rude gal, buck on, big on, big things of one life. I'm undisputed, now y'all got the bad when you see me. Fuck's my name, nana, like. I'm the bitch, push a big stick, lick a broad, 5 foot, pop big shit like. See my clip, ride big dick like. Swiss hole, you know, handcuff shit like. Supreme bitch, y'all bras is ancient. I bank your whole shit, top draft pick like. I'm the Prince Nasheem of this shit. Come test me, and leave with your best Swiss cheese like.
Nah, nah, be like.
Full of sight shit, sassy ass chick, I started this shit. Big bonk, y'all. Whoa, light talk, come smoke the skunk, y'all.
Nah, nah, be like.
Yaga, yaga, yo. Say, when I suck your duck, it say we ain't our name.
Nah, nah, be like.
Running this here, bet I had y'all broke bitches all running this here. Whoa, my wrist thick, like gray shit. Call me sunflash, you done no wetness. Whoa, I switched up, put the six up. Everybody one shot, six drop, bald wrist. Whoa, I done this, spit hotness. Nah, I took big fit. Fuck's my name, nah, nah, whoa. I might poke your niggas one lick. I might big tits and I want calm kids. I'm me on a sea when I want truthness. I you on a ear confit bullshit. Whoa. I might care when I want gold get. I might rock this but I want calm thick. Whoa. I'm the chick that'll drop my shit. Who a idiot nigga want to hear nice price. Whoa. I might life but I want live life. I hot gal this and I want sound like. Whoa.
Nah, nah, be like.
Six Man.
Radio. Radio.
pedestal. I even look for my dad that I never knew, to show him how I look in my Beretta too. I do good shit like take kids from the ghetto, show them what they can have if they never settle. Take every white kid from high class level, show them what Christmas like growing up in the ghetto. Teach niggas how to spend, stash the rest. Give blunts to the niggas under massive stress. Give every bum on the street cash to invest and hope Harlem will blow up. Yeah, my last request.
Yeah, if I had 24 hours to kick the
bucket, fuck it, I probably eat some fried chicken and drink a Nantucket, then go get a jar from Branson and make sure I leave my mother the money to take care of grandson. Load the 3-power, hop in the Eddie Bauer and go give all 6 to that poppy that sold me flour. Get a fresh baldy, make a few calls, shop at the mall, shoot a little ball, have all of my bitches in one telly at the same time, spread it out on different floors, and I'm gonna play lotto. For what? Even though I ain't gonna be here tomorrow, so what?
You know when I was close so to the ledge, I'd probably be in the West. With this bad Spanish mommy playing between my legs. Then I'm off to get choked and smoke one of them dreads. Then get that bitch from 89 and gave us up to the feds. Thought her mama wrote her a note, we ain't close. I hate her boyfriend, so I put one in his throat. Fuck around and sniff an ounce of raw. Bust the four, four, pull out my dick and take a piss on the floor. Jump in the whip, get them cats I wanted to get. Since the tavern on the green robbery in 86. Went home, took a shower and ice cold water. And spent my last hours with my son and my daughter.
You had 24 hours to live, just think. Where would you go? What would you do? Who would you screw? And who would you want to notify? Or would your ass deny that your ass about to die? You had 24 hours to live, just think. Where would you go? What would you do? Who would you screw? And who would wanna notify, or would your ass deny that your ass
is about to die? If I had 24, nigga gotta get the raw. Run all in, poppy spot, put one in his head at the door. For the times that I paid for 20, and he gave me 12. Velvet 8 had to be baking soda by itself. So poppy, fuck you, you dead now, I'm off to the bank. With those bricks in the book bag and a stolen jag I just grabbed. Run in there, grab the bank teller with the pretty face. Fuck in the safe to have her take me to my place. We'll make a kid, but that's selfish and that'd be bad. For my son to have the same shit his pops just had. And when I'm down to 23, I'ma be strapped with TNT, run up in City Hall and take the judges with me.
24 hours to live, I'd probably die on the 5th, running the station, squeezing the end. I'll be waiting to get the hell and bust down Satan. Styles on the shit and I got spots vacant. Back to the 24, I make it out the precinct, shooting niggas that I hate in they face while they eating. I'm on the job, robbing every so-called don. Give the money to my mom and tell her that I'm gone. I would school my little brother that niggas mean I'm harmed. You should learn to tell a future without reading palms. When they coming with the bullets, you prepared with the bomb, so fuck being violent, get stocks and bonds.
24 left until my death, so I'm gonna waste a lot of life, but I'll cherish every breath. I know exactly where I'm going, but I'ma send you there first. And with the shit that I'll be doing, I'ma send you there first. I've been living with a curse, and now it's all about to end. But before I go, say hello to my little friend. But I got to make it right, reconcile with my mother. Try to explain to my son, tell my girl I love her. She pour up under the coat, snatch up my dog. Turn like three villains on Wall Street into a fog. Out with a bang, you will remember my name. I wanted to live forever, but this wasn't fame.
If you had 24 hours to live, just think. Where would you go? What would you do? Who would you screw? And who would you want to notify? Or would your ass deny that your ass about to die? If you had 24 hours to live, just think. Where would you go? What would you do? Who would you screw? And who would you want to notify? Or would your ass deny that your ass about to die? If you had 24 hours to live, just think. Yeah. Where would you go?
Six man.
Yeah. Six Man Radio, home of adult contemporary hip hop, slow and sexy R&B that you love. It's your boy Bad C, aka Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co-host Nadine Mushab. What up, Nate?
What's going on, Seed?
Another Saturday, we in the building. You already know.
Seed. Serenading indeed with that hip hop that you love as well. Doing it big,
Yes, sir. There's a couple things that's been going on this week. Before we even get into that, I want to give a big salute to my nigga Kenny Black. You know what I'm saying? Kenny Black was the guy who designed our website that we had, sixmanradio.site40.net.
That's right.
And so now we have a new site. The new site is sixmanradio.wix.com/sixmanradio. So, you know, shout out to Kenny Black for maintaining the first site and creating the first site and pointing me in the direction to set up this next one. So salute to him, man.
Salute Kenny Black and PB Radio, of course. Can't mention Kenny Black without PB Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, so today's
I wanted to talk to you about something, though. I was looking on Wallstar.
Uh-huh.
They had the guy Sterling, the Clippers owner, how he was telling his girlfriend not to be around black people, bring black people to his game.
Right. Stop taking pictures of black people.
Yeah. What's up with that? Like,
I heard he mentioned some names at that too. Like, stop taking pictures of Magic. Know your lane, boo. Know your lane. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, well, unfortunately, you know, there are a lot of people that think that way about black people. You remember, I don't know if you heard earlier in the week or the week before where this guy was fighting the government for his land because he owed taxes on the land and they were about to confiscate his cows, you know? This is like somewhere in the West Coast. So people were on his side, you know, the conservatives, until he said some remark about black people being better off in slavery than on welfare.
Wow.
People started distancing themselves. Like, hey, no. That's not what we said. You're on your own. I hope they take your land. Give us our money. People still feel that, you know, in this day and age, it's just not a surprise anymore, you know?
That's crazy. Also, you know, there's this other thing about kids apparently crushing up, grinding down to the smallest compound, smoking, shooting up bed bugs.
Yeah, I don't understand. The bed bugs have chemical reaction to it?
I don't know. They're getting high off of bed bugs.
I don't understand that bed bug high. Do you crush it up and roll it up like weed?
I don't know. Nay,
you snort it?
Yo, son, I got some bed bugs, son.
You gonna package it up and start selling nickel bags? Is that what you're talking about?
Word up. Nick some bed bugs, yo. What's poppin'?
No, man. I heard some other mess. I heard they taking lip balm and sniffing it. I'm like, what is going on around here? What's happening? On to better news. This is a pretty solid week, a couple of weeks for our man Nas, who's celebrating 20 years of Illmatic, you know. Also debuted his film at the Tribeca Film Festival. Big things with Nas right now.
That's crazy. Illmatic, 20 years?
20 years. 20 years. You know, he's been performing all over. He had a live performance on, I don't know if it was Jimmy Kimmel or Jimmy Fallon, but he was with your boy Q-Tip, and they performed One Love together. And yeah, he's been, like, just promoting left and right. And just today, as I'm watching the NBA playoffs, I hope you're keeping up in the playoff seed.
He has
a Hennessy commercial as well. He's voicing over a Hennessy commercial. Nas! Big things, you know. Celebrating Nas. Salute Nas, because it's well-deserved. That album was definitely dope. This last album he dropped is on that caliber as well. So I'm happy to see that, you know, more of an upper echelon for our man, Nas. Yeah?
Wait, but you said, did you say the last album he put out, which is the same caliber as Illmatic?
I thought it was pretty dope. It ain't the same caliber as Illmatic. No, you know. But it's just as, you know, it's on that level of hip-hop. And I think that, you know, few and in between Illmatic and now, there have been some hit and misses, as we know. This last album was quite solid. All right?
Yeah.
Clear that up for you.
Yeah. Right? It was hot.
Yeah.
All right. Now, we done totally forgot to tell them who we got on the show. It's so big, too. It's big.
I know. It's right. Pretty big. Let's turn the music down a little bit so they can hear us.
Right.
Turn it down a little bit. I want them to hear who the guest is this evening. Big, big name. And, you know, kind of like real calmly big, humbly big, you know, this brother that we have on tonight. Tell him about it.
I had to turn the music off real quick
because
I got to tell him. I got to tell him. Prince Paul building, man. Prince Paul.
That's
legendary
right.
Producer. Legendary. De La Soul, Grave Diggers. He had his hands in all types of shit, man. So,
stuff.
Yeah, we're going to get to the Prince Paul interview in a little while, Six Man Radio. You already know. It was definitely amazing to talk to him, y'all.
Oh, my goodness.
Good Lord.
It was just so much history. The shift of hip-hop, so many things he had is responsible for in hip-hop. And we're going to get into it tonight. You know what? I also want to say a salute on my half. I had a really great week this week. I know you guys don't, not everybody knows, but, you know, I also do some jazz singing. And this week I participated in the Singers Lounge, which is like this new competition given by the Hip Hop Culture Center Executive Director Chris Sherrod and Stacey Hosley, which is hosting the event. She's a singer on the circuit here in New York, as well as Wondrous. And I came in second place, yo. I was doing my thing. So I get to go to the next round. And possibly, you know, if I win that next round, I get to tour with the Alof Hotel. So feeling pretty good.
Yeah.
I won $50. It was dope. So salute to the Singers Lounge.
Congrats.
I think it's going to be a once-a-month joint out in Harlem. So y'all check that out. And check your girl out. Support your girl. Girl's doing some things.
Congrats, yo. Congrats.
So much
speed.
Yes, indeed. And not to mention, ladies and gentlemen, the incredible and incomparable Nicholas Cage, a.k.a. the Bad Seed, a.k.a. Larry J. Blige, is about to drop When a Man's Fed Up Part 2 coming up real soon.
Yeah, that is coming up. That is coming up.
You know what
up.
I mean? That's around the corner.
Yeah, it is. It is, and we're about to start shooting, Book of Job.
Uh-oh.
ASAP. Yeah.
So did you find who was going to play Job?
Yeah, I had somebody to play Job for a while. I was looking for somebody to play God. I was trying to go, got to my nigga AL. I guess it didn't come through, but I was trying to get Michael K. Williams through my man AL, but I guess it ain't transpired. I got Mims was talking about he wanted to play him, you know, so we're gonna see how we can make that work.
Okay.
I got somebody to play Joe and you know, the lead female role, and you know, it's pretty much that. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to start it. So soon. You shall see the Book of Job. You will see your boy. I'm playing Lucifer, the devil. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I've been kind of doing a little research. I watched Angel Heart. I was watching Robert De Niro's performance playing the devil.
Right.
You know, just really watching him. You know, it was crazy. It's crazy.
Wow.
You know, just the demeanor. Just demeanor.
Right.
Trying to capture it.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, you got to do your studying.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
Absolutely. But, yeah, it should be dope. That should be real dope. Shout out to Nikki Black and Ollie Brathwaite. You know, we're getting the Women Man Set Up Part 2. Getting that ready or whatever. But, you know that, we're going to get into this interview with Prince Paul because, it's definitely informative and it was definitely an honor. And we want to share this with y'all. All right? Six Men. We'll be back.
Next message.
Yeah, Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip-hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love. It's your boy Bad Seed, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage, a.k.a. Larry J. Blige, all that good shit, along with my lovely co-host, Nadine Michelle. What's good, Nate?
What's going on, Seed? I'm so excited about today's show. I can't even explain it. It's going to be really dope, and I'm looking forward to speaking to our guest tonight. You want to tell them who we got, or you want me to do the honor?
Listen, I ain't going to front. I'm real amped, too, man, because let me tell you. I remember watching Video Music Box back in the days and, you know, coming home from school, watching Video Music Box, and, you know, when De La Soul hit. And yo, man, just that time and how it felt and the way that they was taking hip hop at that point, it was a thing that we never saw before. And to me, how I saw it is the brainchild of all of that was our guest that's on the show now. You know, ladies and gentlemen, please stand up or sit down and get comfortable, whatever. But ladies and gentlemen, we have Prince Paul on the line. Prince Paul, what's good, brother?
What's good? Thank you. You know what impressed me the most about the whole intro was all the aliases you got. I think I thought I had a few, but yours is
with. Yo, you know what, Paul? Yo, I didn't even beat him in the head with all of them, though. That was just, I tried to keep it short and concise. I tried to consolidate, you know. But brother, thank you for calling, man. It's good to have you on the line. You know, this is a real big honor. Like I said, to any real hip-hop enthusiast, you know, if you don't know who Prince Paul is, you know, then you got a lot of studying to do, man.
You just don't know hip-hop if you don't know
word.
Don't know hip-hop.
You know. Nadine and myself, we were before you came on, we were talking, and we were like, yo, where do we start with him? Because it's so much that you've done. Let's take it from the beginning. You know, you were with Stetsasonic, which is one of the dopest hip-hop groups, hip-hop bands, actually, because that was one of the attributes, that they were the hip-hop band. How did all that come about? How did the whole Stetson thing start? Let's start there.
Whoa, yeah, that was a minute ago. I joined Set in either 83 or 84. I can't remember. I was still in high school at the time. And I was at a battle in Brooklyn. It was like a, what do you call it, like a block party. It kind of turned into a battle. And I thought I was clearly the best DJ to ever walk the earth at that point. So, I went in battle mode with all the tricks and everything, and that's when I met Set. They approached me. Yeah, well, it was amazing because they were a lot older. Because, you know, when you're a kid, when you see somebody in their 20s, like, whoa, he's old.
Right.
So he came up to me and said, hey, we want you to be in the group. We got a group called Stetsasonic. We just won the Mr. Magic Rap Attack concert or something along that line. Wise just joined the group. And it was even before Fruquan had joined the group. They was like, yo, we want you to be our DJ. And, you know, my grandmother lived in East New York. So, you know, it kind of worked out. It was cool. During the grimy East New York days before it got...
Right.
It's still grimy, but it's not as grimy as it
is. Yeah, not at all. Like, you could actually walk around there now. you know, like you really couldn't walk in East New York back in, you know, 83, 84, 85. Like it was kind of dangerous.
It was very dangerous.
It was real Bosnia-like, you know. But that's dope.
Yeah.
That's dope that you know that Stetsa started with that, because I also remember watching Video Music Boxes, seeing Stetsasonic, and you know, just. The effect that they had, you know, those times just was pretty much the best time, you know, as far as hip-hop is concerned, in my opinion. I don't know if it's because it was so wide open and there were so many different lanes that were yet to be created. What's your take on that? It's got the way it is because there aren't really too many lanes left, or what?
I think there's a bunch of lanes. It's just that people just don't decide to use them. I mean, I think back then, one, it was new, it was untapped, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't one of those things that people thought like, yo, I'm going to make rap records and become rich, because there weren't too many people, you know, I mean, what, you know, yeah, Fat Boys, I think, Beanie, Run DMC, you know, Grandmaster Flash them before that, you know, so forth and so on. But I think what really separates those times from today is by just one simple motto we live by, and that was biting is a crime, where that was what you lived by back then, where now it's biting is good. If I sound like the next man, it's a compliment. I want his producer, I want his swag, I want his style, I want his shoe. You know, where before, if it's like, yo, I do not sound like that dude, I don't want to sound like him, I'm getting my own style, my own click. And I think those things are just two things that really separate the era.
It's interesting. It's interesting you say that too about the biting. Nay, it's crazy because we haven't asked the OGs this question before, and just when he said it, it just popped in my head. Do you consider, like, I'll use for an example, like Jay-Z, when Jay-Z quotes Biggie lines and flips them and stuff like that? Do you consider that biting, or is that really paying homage?
Oh, no, I think that's paying homage. Now if he took Biggie's, now biting is when you take Biggie's line and say you made that. You know what I'm saying? You own it and you walk around like it's yours. But, you know, he's quoting those lines knowing that people are going to say, yo, that's a Biggie line. You know? So it's, I think that's a big difference.
Well, from, you know, from joining in Stetsasonic, that must have been amazing. But when things like Third Base albums and, you know, the De La Souls, when it started coming into the late 80s, because that's when I was, like, coming out of high school and going into college, and this sound was coming out, and you were responsible for this movement in hip-hop, and now you're celebrating 25 years of the De La Soul album. I mean, that's incredible. That's incredible. Just, you know, did you know at this time when you were making these movements and, you know, and I have an excellent question for you about that era, too. You were making these moves with Third Base and De La. As you were in this creative process, did you know, were you aware that you were actually making history?
Of course not. I've always been the odd man out, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, making a record like 3 Feet High Horizon, and like even the Third Base, anything I made back then was a little suspect because, you know, it was something that was never tried before. It wasn't even close. It didn't sound reminiscent to anything that was before it. You know what I'm saying? Well, where, you know, you have some rap records, like I said, you know, biting is a crime, and everybody wants to sound, you know, original. Well, you know, some records kind of remind you of other records, or there's a certain format or a certain style you use. Well, I came out of left field, and that wasn't that, you know. Some people was like, yo, I don't think this is going to work. I remember some cats coming to the studio was like, yo, I don't know what you're doing. I don't see people getting into this, you know, and hence I think that's what happened with Tommy Boy too. Like, they liked the album, they thought it was cool, but they didn't think it would really do that great, and hence they didn't clear a lot of the samples, which caused a lot of the sample problems back in those days. But, you know, I had no clue. I was just having fun. I think that was the main gist of it, was I was having fun. I had a group of guys like De La who believed in me. In times where I didn't think I believed in myself, and I know Stetsasonic looked at me like a little kid, so, you know, it was an opportunity for me just to go all out and kind of just do something I wanted to do, you know.
Yo, it's crazy because that day, first off, that 3 Feet High and Rising album, brother, like, I want to talk about that real quick. For those of y'all that don't know, 3 Feet High and Rising was De La Soul's debut album, and Prince Paul, am I correct, you produced that album?
Right.
Yeah, I produced the album, and I'd like to say definitely along with the guys. Like, you know, my edge on them, on the whole thing, was I just had familiarity with in the studio with being with Set. So, come with me with the ideas, I'll make them work. Here's my ideas, let's put them together, you know. And it was cool. It's cool when you're a kid making a record and other kids believe in you. It was all right. It was like the blind leading the blind. Because half the times I didn't know what I was doing, you know.
It was a heavy album, brother. Let's go there. Potholes in My Lawn, Me, Myself, and I. During that time, there was a certain sound. Okay, you had the Let It Roll, Get Bold, I Just Can't Hold Back.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You had that. You had N.W.A., Fuck the Police. You know what I'm saying? You had all that. And then, hey, y'all came. But it was so different. The Daisy Age was just so different. The samples were
different.
Yeah. Like, Sam, like, what made it is fearlessness, because if you really look at actual production during that time, you had your Marley Marls, you know, and Marley Marl and them, you know, it was pretty much soul samples. You guys pretty much stepped out of the box and was messing with the rock and roll and you know, and flipping them. Was that a conscious choice, or were you just playing around with the records and just seeing what worked?
I think it was a combination of both. You know, what it is we come from the school of good music is good music. Like,
right.
You know, you got to understand, like, I mean, not taking away from Marley Marl and everybody, because we're all kind of raised around the same time, but 70s radio, black music radio, played the Doobie Brothers, they played James Brown,
right.
They played
Disco
Duck. It was a wide variety of music, but they played what was good. Disco records,
right.
Ballads, you know, different genres. And that's the school we came from. Then MTV comes in, and then, you know, they're playing a little bit of everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, you know, we compiled all that together and didn't kind of just stick with the basic things. It was about, okay, good music is good music. And coming from the school of Afrika Bambaataa is like anything you play that rocks is hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? And if you ever listen to an old Bambaataa tape or was ever around in those days, he played everything from commercials to like rock records.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
He's all over the place.
Yeah.
So, I mean, so we came from that school, you know, and at the same time, we didn't care about acceptance, you know, like where people, oh, well, you got to be down to use this, or, you know, you got to be cool to do whatever. It's like, yo, we think this is hot. This is what we grew up on. You know, we're going to flip it our own way. And we just found different ways in production. Like, a lot of it was experimenting. It was, you know, pushing the limits. A lot of times the engineers, we would mention things, and they didn't know how to do it. You know, they're like, well, we
right.
don't know how to do it. So we just had to figure things out, how to do it in the studio then, you know, with minimal technology.
Right. Because deeper than that, like even you guys, just the creativity with the skits and stuff like that, like one thing that I remember, like De La Soul Is Dead, first of all, is one of the best hip-hop albums ever made, like put together-wise. Like it was put together so well. I remember, you know, your artwork and things of that nature in there, and ooh, and on the skit, ooh, he said you look like Arsenio, and you know what I'm saying, like stuff like that, like you know what I'm saying, like those things resonate still to this day, like just creatively, and I gotta salute y'all just for the creative aspect of it, because like you said, you guys were so young, and to be that creative and step outside the box and be visionary. You know, you've cemented a genre, because to truth be told, you know, there really wouldn't be any Little Brother. Well, there's no more Little Brother no more, but there would have never been Little Brothers and Tribe Called Quest, I mean, they pretty much was, you know, around the same time as y'all, but you get my drift. That lane would have never really been created.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like, you know, you talk about Tip and Tribe, and then, like, you know, Tip was in the sessions we did 3 Feet High Rise, and, you know, like, a lot of people came in, even the Jungle Brothers who came out before De La, was all students to how we produced. You know, they sat in the studio, like, yo, so that's how you do that. Oh, so that's how, so, you know, people don't talk about that often, but there was a lot, it was like class, because at the same time as De La and myself was learning things and pushing the envelope, it definitely, you know, open their minds to a lot, you know, to a lot more to do, you know, and studio-wise and production-wise and record selection-wise. You know, we all kind of affected each other at the time.
The thing about, like, what Steve said, how you created this lane, not only did you, like, create this lane with De La and the things you were doing, but when Grave Diggers came about, it was a different kind of hip-hop once again. You know, creating another kind of genre of hip hop. You know, they call it, you know, horror type of hip hop or hardcore or whatever. You know, but like that creative process, and then the people you collaborated with on this effort. How did that come about, and what made you think about, you know, making it like this way, this whole cycle and like suicide, you know what I mean? Like, what made that come about? I need to hear this.
I mean, what started it is, you know, 3 Feet High Rise was a real successful record, which spawned off like Big Daddy Kane and Queen Latifah with Third Bass, the Jazz. You know, I produced, you know, him and Jay-Z at the time, and a whole bunch of things. And with that success comes a lot of pressure. And so, you know, long story short, I had a label with Russell Simmons, was on Rush Associate Labels. That didn't work out. So there was a lot of time and space that was lost. Like, my success came quick, and it seemed like it was falling just as fast. And I'm like, am I really that whack? You know, so, and you know, and people, like, started to diss me. Say, oh, Paul, you know, he's all right. Then you got your Lars Professors and Pete Rocks coming out. And I'm like, yo, am I really that corny? Let me, I was like, and I started getting, like, this real type of, I don't know, like, angst. Or anger towards the music industry, because, you know, a lot of things unfolded during that time. So I was like, let me put together some guys who went through a similar circumstance, and let's put our powers together and see if we can make something collectively, because individually it wasn't seeming to work out. So that's when I called on Fuquan, who was in Stet, he parted from Stet before the last album, we was able to do the last album. I knew he felt a certain way. Poetic, right, rest in peace, was signed to Tommy Boy, but his record never came out. They dropped him. They didn't even tell him. They just dropped him.
Right.
So that his album never came out. I know he was upset with that. And then RZA, same thing. You know, he did Ooh, We Love You, Rakim, and he was getting a lot of heat off of that. off of making that record. So this is pre him being the RZA. So, you know, yeah. I call these guys, you know, I sat and listened to all the stuff. I was like, I want to put a group with all of us together to see if we can make things happen. Now, keep in mind, this is before Wu-Tang, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, came together. Like, during the process of us recording, this is when Wu-Tang more or less formulated and came out. So, you know, we just sat together in my basement, felt a certain type of way, it was a little depressed, they were a little heated. And, you know, sat up there and was like, yo, what should we call a group? And just by the music I had, which was all dark, you know, it was either RZA or Poetic said, yo, we should call Gravediggers. And he's like, yo, yeah, you all come with these names. And then RZA, you know, well, Rakim, as he's calling back then, oh, I'm going to call myself the RZA Rector. I'm like, oh, that's crazy. So that name was formulated in my house, which a lot of people don't realize, a little hip-hop tidbit. And then, you know, I was like, yeah, I'll be the Undertaker. And we just went around the room, like, oh, this is crazy. And we started making this album, and it literally, we did this demo, worked hard on it, but it was the best thing I've ever made in my life, and took it to labels, and nobody wouldn't touch that thing for nothing.
Yeah.
Nobody wanted it. Took it to Tommy Boy, Russell, well, ironically Tommy Boy, that was the last resort. Russell, Jive, I think Jive almost signed it, but somebody up there, I was told, was like, oh, those guys are played out, why you want to get them? They fell off, so that we lost that deal. And then literally about a year later, G Street called us up and said, yo, I really like this demo. And that was at the point where we was about to give up, because RZA had just put out Protect Your Neck as a single on his own. Like, he had, you know, released that independently. And, you know, he was more or less rolling with that. And was going to give up, and then the record got a deal, and it came out, and right about the times when Flatliners came out, ironically, through Russell Simmons, so go figure.
I thought it was crazy. I remember Stretch and Bob playing, shout out to Stretch and Bob. I remember them playing the Gravediggers, and that's how I became familiar with it, and it was crazy. I was like, what are you guys doing? What are you guys doing, man? Like, they bringing it to a whole nother...
What's happening?
Yeah, what's happening, man? You know what I'm saying? So that's dope. Now, Paul, I want to ask you, you know, because you're a phenomenal DJ and a phenomenal producer, which one would you prefer? Like, if God was to say, Paul, you know, you can only do one thing, man, DJ or produce, which one would you pick?
DJing. Only if I can make the same money or more than I make producing. DJing has always been my first love, you know what I'm saying? And it's just my thing. Production is great, and I love making music, but what kind of got me to that stage of production is DJing. You know, it's almost like one of those things, you don't forget where you came from, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
DJing got me through some hard times, man. You know, more so than I can think of production.
It's true or false? Did you had something to do with that Kung Fu situation?
Oh, you know what's crazy is I connected the people together. to make it happen. You know, I'm like, here, this person got an idea. You know, why don't you work with them? And then somehow I got X'd out of the check department. You know what I'm saying? They skipped past me and shook hands, and then, like, Paul was X'd out the picture. But, you know, it is what it is.
But it's crazy because, I mean, your name is attached to so many brilliant things, man. For those of you that are not familiar with Kung Fu, Kung, F-A-U-X, go to YouTube and search for this. It's probably one of the most brilliant things I've ever seen, man. They took actual Kung Fu joints, movies, and changed the storylines and had rappers come and overdub these new storylines over it. Like, it's the funniest thing. Like, Funky Bottom.
Which is funny. Like, it attaches me to it. This is the first, like, ever. Like, really.
Wow.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Really? No one asked you about that?
No. I mean, like, friends will bring it up because they're like, yo, I just never got a check. You know, I get those kind of conversations, but never on some, like, you know, people asking me, like, in an interview. I was like, wow.
Paul, I love it. I love it, Paul.
Yeah,
like the Funky Bottoms, FB Funky Bottoms. That is so funny, bro. It's just to sit there and think of this. Like, this is one of them things you're like, damn, why didn't I think of this, yo? why didn't I think to do this?
I can't take the credit for it. I mean, though, I did, like, I'm going to sound like a butthole, but I did do this concept like years ago and showed it to MTV. I was like, yo, look at this. And they thought I was stupid. It actually was during the time when they were shooting that thing for De La Soul, when I was playing records in my room. Like, yeah, you can play a Mickey Mouse record, da-da-da.
Uh-huh.
I showed them the same exact thing. I was like, yo, don't you think this is funny? And they're like, look at me, look, I was stupid. But the Kung Fu thing, like I said, was me putting the two people together, like being the talent scout. Like, hey, yo, this is really a good idea, you know. You should meet this person. They could put it out. And like I said, somehow the check just skipped me somehow. It just, like, you know, the head shook.
But you know what, who we got to see, man, so that you get this check, brother? So you need your check for this stuff.
Yeah, that was, I doubt if anything could be even made out of that anymore.
Yeah,
thank
you.
Like, thank God. Keep that in mind.
We'll
find out. Let you know.
Yeah, man. You got to go get that, brother.
Yeah.
Go get that. Because it's dope. I'm surprised. Yeah, it's classic. And I'm surprised that a lot, you know, I tend to bump into people and I'm like, yo, did you see Kung Fu? And they're like, what's that?
What?
And I end up putting them on, and then they love it after I put them on to it. But it just seems like it never really got the burn that it deserved. Just in my opinion, you know.
Yeah, I'm surprised it's not like a cult following for it. It must be. And then, like Steve said, damn, why didn't I think of doing this? You know what I mean? Because this is brilliant. Well, I wanted to get into also, again, with this next group that formed, Handsome Boy Modeling School.
Oh, wow.
Right? Yeah. Like, okay. Get about the fact that you also have came out with solo albums and things like that. So this concept with Handsome Boy Modeling School, I mean, what was this concept about? And then you pulled in all kinds of collaborators. And again, like, I'm not sure, like, what was upsetting you guys then, but, you know, it was once again, brilliant, you know, with the whole, like, basing it off.
The name itself,
yeah.
Handsome Boy Modeling School. That shit just sounds crazy.
Now, you know, me and my good friend, Dan the Automator, you know, he came out with Dr. Octagon with Cool Keith. That came out a record called Sexual Analysis. We met through a mutual friend, and we just had one of them geeky conversations, you know, like, yuck, you ever see this show? Because he had a sample on his record. I was like, yo, that's Chris Elliott. He did Get a Life. He's like, I love Get a Life. And then we started talking about the show. It used to be on Fox. And then we talk about an episode they had called Handsome Boy Modeling School. And we're just laughing and joking. He's like, yo, we should make a group Handsome Boy Modeling School. Yo, that'd be funny. Next thing I know, he's at Tommy Boy Records. Now, mind you, this was a joke. He's at Tommy Boy Records, and he's like, yo, Tommy Boy wants to sign Handsome Boy Modeling School. I was like, get out of here. So now we gotta figure out what to do. So we had the concept and the joke before we actually had any music. And so
right.
We had to take music to the concept. And, you know, I was like, well, I'm gonna throw on a mustache just goofy, and then it kind of just took off. We took on this, you know, this persona of, you know, male model teachers, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's not until recently when people ask me about things I've done, I start to reflect on it. Like, I've been involved in quite a few things, man, and things I really forget about. Like, I was in a new music seminar when that was popular, like battling DJs and stuff, and I made the semifinals. That was big during that time. You know, the Grammys for the Chris Rock stuff is pretty big. But I'd say overall, what gave me the probably was some of the best feeling is... I have to use two things. And that would have to be helping De La Soul and the Gravediggers, because it gave De La Soul an opportunity to have a career and to make money to support their family. And to me, that was a big deal. It was a big deal when I went to True Boy's house and his mom and dad, they just thanked me so much for helping their son. Like, that was like a... And it wasn't like I did it for any, like, recognition, but the fact that they acknowledged it and thanked me was a big deal, and it was good to see Poetic buy a car and, you know, be able to, you know, travel and take care of himself and go overseas, and Fuquan to do well for himself, and, you know, and little, as you know, as known, it gave RZA a stepping stone for when he was shopping the Wu-Tang, you know, to say, yo, I'm working with Prince Paul, you know, that meant something back then, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it gave opportunities and springboards for people to have their own life. And me not to ask for anything of it, no recognition or anything. It's just to see guys do well on their own. And you know, it's gonna sound cheesy, but that to me, that's really the highlight of it all.
There's a question I wanted to ask you. In that third base era, there was this artist that came out, and I must know. Where is Don Newkirk? Tell me, please.
Don Newkirk, that's my man, 50 Grand. I talk to him all the time, man. Crazy. Yeah, he's still around. You know, a lot of production projects I get, I'll call on Don Newkirk, man. Like, we did a couple of movie scores. I would call him to play. He was on, when I did the Chris Rock record, I call him in to do some work, you know, so he's around, man. He's my boy for life. I know him since I was 14.
Yeah, and... You know, I always wonder what happened to him, because, you know, he came out with just one album, and I'm like, yo, what happened to him? You know, I thought the album was pretty great. He had a couple of videos, you know, and there was this love song that was on there that was my joint, and I can't remember the name of it, but it was like...
Fanatical Love?
It was, I think so. It was like, I don't even want to sing it. I want to embarrass myself.
Yeah.
But it had this groove to it, and man, listen, I was like, yo, what happened to him? And when I saw, like, you know, you did, like, work with him and things like that, did you have production on that first album? Was it called Funky City? Did you have production
on
that?
Funk City, yeah. I did, like, a little, like, kind of skit song that really didn't mean much to the whole album, but, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that was another thing. Like, I introduced Newkirk to Russell Simmons, and I told Russell, I was like, yo, you should really put him out. And that's how he got his deal, man, based on that. You know, it's those connects. And I think what happened is he put the album out, you know, things didn't work out well with the label. And, you know, he worked on a few things afterwards. But, you know, I'm going to have to put Newkirk out there. I think a lot of it is him being his own worst enemy, man. Like, he's really dope, but I think insecurity, you know, usually for a lot of artists, get the best of him, you know. So he didn't put out as much music as I thought that he should have. So any chance I got to put him down, I put him down, man, because you can't have a talent like that go to waste, you know?
Right. Wow, that's amazing.
And you know what? That happens a lot. You know what I mean? It happens a lot with really dope people. A lot of times dope people don't even realize that they're that dope. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And they're insecure about it because, you know, what is it? Heavy is the head that holds the crown. So it's like, yo, you know, when you're that dope and people are telling you constantly, it kind of creates insecurities. It kind of creates like, okay, well, damn, am I really? Are they bugging? Like, what was that? Is something wrong with me? Like, why am I creating these things?
Right.
You know, it's crazy. You know,
I live up to
But my whole thing here is I want everybody to walk away with this and do their homework and really understand who Prince Paul is, because yo, and even when she just brought up third base thing, I'm like, oh yeah, like third base. You know what I mean? Like, yo, it just seemed like you were everywhere, brother.
It's so extensive. It's so extensive. Like, oh my God, I got him. He said he's gonna call. Yay!
Well, so people, I mean, thank you. I appreciate you guys are good for my ego. But the people also don't realize that third base, that gas base, is the first introduction to MF Doom. MF Doom. So,
right.
You know.
Right. Absolutely.
That's his first record he made, and people always like ask me, you know, Doom. I was like, do I know Doom? You know, man? Like, come on, man. You know.
Yeah. Zablob X.
Yeah, Zablob X, man. People. Like, have you ever seen him without the mask? Of course. I mean, he came by my house. I've seen him, like, in the last, probably like a year or so ago, you know? Good dude. He's a real good dude, man.
That was a total reinvention. You know what I mean? Like,
well, that was brilliant.
Zablob X, yeah, it was great. You know what I'm saying? Like, you went from Zablob X to MF Doom. Like, that was crazy. Like, that I've never seen a reinvention like that, yo. You know what I mean? It's absolutely crazy. But you know, like, when you sit back and you go over and you look at all the dope things that was done, it kind of brings me to, you know, I don't know if y'all heard how Ultimate Warrior passed the other day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Not Ultimate Warrior. Yeah, Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah, Ultimate Warrior.
And, yeah, and it's crazy because I just saw him on Raw on Monday. You
really?
Know what I'm saying? And then, yeah, he just passed away, man. And it's crazy to me. Yeah, it's crazy. It's like, yo, it makes you reflect, like, yo, he used to whoop ass back in the day, see? You know what I'm saying? Like, he was serious. And then when he came out on Raw, he looked crazy. You know what I mean? But aside from that, it's like, yo, what he did for wrestling was retarded. And you know, it's like, I just want everybody to know what you did for this game, yo, because, you know, not to stroke the ego or nothing, but what the facts are the facts. You know what I'm saying? And for us to be hip hop heads and loving this thing, you know, we gotta salute you, brother. We gotta salute you. And I personally thank you on behalf of Six Man Radio for everything that you've done for hip hop, because we wouldn't even really be able to do what we was doing without people like yourself and the Peets and the Lars Pros and the Marley Malls, and we wouldn't be able to do this, man. So thank you. You saved my life, man. Word up. So shout out to you.
Well, it really goes in full circle, man. I always feel with, you know, without people and support and the love, and it would be no me. So, you know, that's why I always stay level-headed, man. You never see me, you know, there's sometimes I like to channel my Kanye. It would be nice. But I kind of keep myself on solid ground. I'd love to get there someday, but I'm good, you know?
Yeah. All right. We thank you for calling up. We thank you for the support, and we thank you for everything over the years. But, brother, we cannot let you get out of here without asking you the three questions we ask all our guests, man. All
right.
You know, and the questions are your top three MCs of all time, your top three hip-hop groups of all time, and your top three producers of all time.
All right. Probably top MCs would have to be, and people would probably, like, yell at me because of me saying this. It's hard to pick three. Why do you get three? All right. If I had to pick three, it would have to be LL Cool J, and people are like,
okay,
why? But it's a long explanation. You'd have to throw in Rakim. And, man, you know, this is a toss-up between Melly Mel and KRS-One, but I might have to go KRS-One.
Okay. All right. All right, now top three groups. I think I have an idea, but I will let you go. I will let you go.
and these are hip-hop groups, right?
Hip-hop groups.
Right.
Okay. Public Enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Beastie Boys. N.W.A.
Oh, wow. All right.
Nice.
All right. Okay, now, your top three producers, hip-hop producers of all time.
Hip-hop producers. One would have to be Rick Rubin.
Yeah.
The other one would... the Bomb Squad.
Definitely.
And then after that, I'm trying to think of people who inspire me. It probably have to be Marley Marl.
Okay. All right. Great. Hey, listen, I ain't mad at none of that.
I like this song. Oh man, I really like the Dr. Dre too, but that's okay. There you go. Honorable mention would be Dr. Dre. I think he's beyond incredible.
Yeah. Now, really quick though, being that you brought him up, we about to end this, but with the Dr. Dre's, I just want to get your take on this. Producers who have ghost producers. Do you consider that? I mean, now it's still production because you still have to. You're still coming in. You're still tweaking and making it right and putting it together on some Quincy Jones shit. Yeah, but do producers, like real boom bap producers, like do you guys feel a certain way about that? Because it's sort of like biting. Like, I don't know. As an MC, I wouldn't feel right if somebody wrote for me. You know what I'm saying? And then I went in there and...
I mean, you know how I feel about it? I feel about both ways, exactly like you said. Like, it's cheating. But then at the same time, without that person there with the knowledge, and like you said, talking about the tweaking and everything... That's the ear. That's like the
right.
Like the final decision. Because some of that stuff may never see the light of day. You know what I'm saying? And that person goes, yo, this is ill. This MC works with this. I think it needs this. I think it needs that. And, you know, without that, it wouldn't be what it is. So you actually need both. But, yeah, I mean, to go back to what you're originally saying, yeah, I'm always about hands-on. And I've had people come up to me, and they're like, yo, this project I've turned down. And I'm like... You know, people are like, yo, why don't you do it? I'll do the beat. You just take the credit. I was like, I can't do it. The money would be nice, but I can't do it. It's just not in me to do that, you know?
Right. Because, you know, a lot of people, they shit on Diddy. Like, they say Diddy ain't really a producer, but it's bugged out because they say, yo, Diddy ain't in there hitting the buttons. But it's wild because I can't sit here and, even though that's a fact, I can't sit here and say, Diddy ain't a producer. Because that boy's ear is retarded. Like, look what he's brought to us, you know.
Well,
I think
certain
people
get attacked. I mean, with that being said, you got to understand the definition of producer. Like, when hip-hop came out, it blurred the lines of writing and producer. Producer is really a person who comes in who dictates what goes on and tells you what you need and tells everybody how to sing and everything else.
Right.
A writer is a writer, a music writer. So automatically when hip-hop came in, it's like, yo, I produced that, which meant I did the beat. You know what I'm saying? Which really, that is not the same thing. So hip-hop just changed the definition of production.
Right.
That's real. That's real. That is definitely real. Word up. And, yo, y'all heard it here first, man, from the legendary Prince Paul. Once again, brother, we thank you for calling in. That's the final word, bro. Please don't hang up, man. We want to get a couple drops from you, all right?
Yeah, no problem.
All right, man. Six Man Radio. We'll be right back. Yeah.
Six Man
Radio.
Six Man
Radio.
Of love.
Six Man
Radio.
Six Man
Radio.
You boys understood. It's business. That's all it is. You still don't get it, do you, boys? No more good guys. They're running the whole show. They own everything, the whole damn planet. They can do whatever they want. What's wrong with having it good for a change? Now, they're going to let us have it good if we just help them. They're going to leave us alone. Let us make some money. You can have a little taste of that good life, too. Now, I know you want it. Hell, everybody does.
Six Man.
Do it to your own kind.
What's the threat? We all sell out every day. Might as well be on the winning team.
Brooklyn. We have absolutely no chill, baby. Check this out.
Fam, look.
Your girl look like...
Who she look like?
James Evans.
Yeah.
But not James Evans Sr., James Evans Jr. JJ, though, nigga. Trip. I used to rap, now I do this shit for fun. When the Buddha hit the tongue, spit, the story has begun. Shout to Sharon Edwards for making Corey a son. Born in the same borough as the Notorious One. The game changed big, that's what I would tell him. Kim Wilder looking like the king of poppin' in the sane asylum. Nobody saying shit, they just staying silent. Few other rappers was murked up to this day to balance.
Yo, what up, y'all? I'm DJ Premier, and you checking out the Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip-hop. You heard? That's what it do, that's what it does, and that's what it's going to be. One love.
We have absolutely no chill, baby. Check this out. Fam, look. Your girl look like...
Who she look like?
James Evans.
Yeah.
But not... James Evans Sr., James Evans Jr., JJ though, nigga. Trip. I used to rap, now I do this shit for fun. When the Buddha hit the tongue, spit, the story has begun. Shout to Sharon Edwards for making Corey a son. Born in the same borough as the Notorious One. The game changed big, that's what I would tell him. Kim Wilder looking like the king of poppin' in the sane asylum. Nobody saying shit, they just staying silent. Few other rappers was murked up to this day to balance. That's what I would tell Big, and hit him with the salute. I do this for Brooklyn, been doing this since my youth. I dare one of y'all to contest that I'm the truth. I had your brain on the wall, your soul in the booth. How you gonna box your OGs, OG? Oh please, nigga, how you gonna jump with no knees? You keep fuck around, get whooped like Coach G. I'm supposed to be scared, you strapped like Bo King. And you did 100 push-ups and called your whole team. Y'all still want Chief Keith, y'all bugging, making the scene. I was outside, coating your crib and gasoline. Strike a match, part two. Now it ain't a cartoon. Get over here, Scorpion Flow. I spit harpoons, razor sharp wit. Keep me away from sharp tools. This little nigga pick you up like carpool. And spin your ass around like a fucking bar stool. I refuse to argue and bicker with y'all fools. You can scream and yell, what you saying is old news. I choke you out till they screaming, Cold Blue! Fuck what you going through. Yeah, I be knowing too. It's Zeed, nigga. Automatically, that mean we're the weed, nigga. I'm the best from BK. If it ain't me, it's Jigga. I'll be the bigger man and admit it, but the truth is delivered. Every time I spit it, you a snapback, nigga, or probably prefer a fitting. It don't matter, you fun to struggle. I spit it, you get it. There's no need to edit. I said it, check the credits. Nothing sweet over here, so it's safe for diabetics. Your girl look like Yafet Kodo, mixed with Forrest Whitaker and a breath stink. You should get rid of her. I shudder to think of the gross shit you probably did with her. Bad seed, tell your mama, your daddy, uncle, and senator. Y'all love how I dance on this track like da-na-na-na. Your girl look like RoboCop, matter of fact, Predator. Nigga, what you said to her? Nigga, how you go to bed with her? Ew, your girl look.
Six Man
Radio.